Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Likas sa ating mga Pilipino ang pagiging risk-taker. Pero ang you only live once o YOLO mentality ay tila ibang level ng risk-taker. Para sa ating Youth Speak segment ngayong araw, ating tatalakayin ang YOLO mentality kasama ang mga kabataan. Makakasama natin sila Megan, Lou at Gabe. Kayo ba? Pag narinig nyo ang YOLO, anong unang pumapasok sa isipan nyo?
Like say for YOLO, a lot of people take a lot of opportunities just because of that mentality. Or they would kind of say, oh, YOLO, because it's technically my life and I want to live by my own decisions at every moment.
I mean, YOLO means you only live once, so I think it's about living your life to the fullest and making sure that at the end of the day, you won't live this earth without any regrets.
YOLO as a concept for me is something that could be considered, you could say, a slice of life, but also maybe a way of life. So I reckon YOLO would be something that would be something that is especially necessary in today's youth and people moving forward.
Masasabi niyo rin ba sa sarili niyo na YOLO rin kayong tao? Anong klaseng YOLO yung nakikita niyo sa sarili niyo?
Definitely. So I do have that kind of YOLO mentality for different different reasons. So like if there's an opportunity that comes by that I don't usually get often, I would usually take it up. If there is say a pop-up shop that I know won't last long, I will go to there. Yung parang ganun, that the small moments, those kind of small moments, you kind of seize that because you don't know when you'll get it next.
I do have a YOLO mentality, but not in like the conventional sense that I would like go up to parties or like jump cliffs or like do all this crazy stuff. It's more like that, like I said, I don't want to have any regrets at the end of the day. So if an opportunity comes, I do take it. So for example, cause I love traveling. So when I found out that there's an option to somehow fit even a short exchange within my degree, I took it and I went to London by myself.
Definitely the seize the day kind of YOLO, because people misjudge YOLO as being the more dangerous party all the time, living, well, pretty much dangerously, as seizing the day, seizing every opportunity that comes to you as you see fit, especially if you have the chance to.
Ano naman yung mga misconceptions ng tao pag naririnig nila yung YOLO?
The most common misconception is when you have a YOLO mentality, people will think you as impulsive or someone who is parang they don't care about the consequences or anything like that. So pero for me, I think it's different for everyone. So I think everyone does have a bit of YOLO mentality. It just depends on the degree of it.
The whole idea that if you're a YOLO type of person, it just means you live dangerously, you party a lot, you don't go to school, you skip classes. There's different ways of being YOLO, and I think it's just a common misconception that in order to live once, to fully embrace being YOLO, you have to do all these dangerous things. But really, it's just about making sure that you take all opportunities, you appreciate what you have right now.
Hindi natin mapagkakaila na mayroong pandemya sa nakalipas na 2 taon. Pero mga kaibigan, sa tingin nyo ba, nagpreno ba yung mga tao sa pagiging YOLO nila o mas naging agresibo sila sa mga oportunidad?
When it comes to health, I tend to reduce it. So if there is, say, an event or that I've been wanting to go to, pero of course because of the COVID lockdowns and the restrictions, you also want to keep your family healthy, you want to keep them safe. So that's just one side of it where you reduce it. But at the same time, if there's an opportunity that comes up because you're not outside a lot, you always take that opportunity. So that's what I do personally.
I feel like during the pandemic, people really face more about their mortality, how easy it is to become sick, and how it's unexpected. All these things that you thought you could still do, but you can't because of the pandemic or because of lockdowns. That definitely made me more aware and be more grateful of every opportunity that passes by.
Before, I used to make spontaneous decisions to go to a place or do an activity or do anything like that I wanted that I could do, feasibly, that is, with rational thought. But especially with the pandemic, even stuff like as simple as traveling, seeing my friends, that really, you could say, blocked the YOLO-ness in a major aspect in my life.
Kung susumahin, para sa inyo, ang pagiging YOLO ba ay nakakabuti o nakakasama?
I think it's generally good for me personally kasi it says a lot about the person taking the opportunity as much as they can of the life that they've been given. You get to explore more, you get to experience more. You're not just thinking about all the risks.
I feel like it depends on how a person views YOLO. Because if you're the type of person who thinks YOLO means living dangerously, I think it's quite bad. Just in general, YOLO itself is pretty good because it also enables you to make sure that you think about the present and appreciate what you have right now and ensure that you wouldn't regret whatever you're doing.
Having a YOLO mindset where if you only live once, but you take the opportunity that comes to you and you really maximize it, like you don't just take the opportunity and just play around with it, but like you really maximize it to its full potential, that is invaluable. It's an invaluable asset to not only your life, but also to other people's lives.
Salamat mga kaibigan, no, ay marami tayong natutunan at kahit papano ay napagmuni-munihan sa pagiging YOLO. Sabi nga ni Mae West, you only live once, but if you live it right, once is enough. Para pa sa iba't ibang mausapan, saloobin at opinyon ng mga kabataan, tumutok lang po sa aming programa. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.